In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we honor in the Franciscan calendar Blessed Mary Magdalene of Montenegro. She was a poor Claire. She entered religious life at the age of 17, and she lived in the 1700s. Mary Magdalene of Montenegro was especially noted in those who lived with her for her great love of the Blessed Sacrament. And especially she was noted for her frequent visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and her extended and prolonged thanksgiving after Holy Mass, lengthy time after Holy Mass in thanksgiving. She reminds us how important it is for us never to take for granted the greatest treasure we have on this earth, our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And our Lord is often abandoned in so many tabernacles throughout the world, and we can console him when we are able to make visits to him and to visit him. And also we're reminded, as St. Teresa of Avila had said, one of the most important times for our prayers to be heard is the time after Holy Communion. At that time, our soul is intimately united to Jesus, and at that time, our prayers are especially powerful and pleasing to God, in that those moments which follow Holy Communion, that we might be more intimately united to our Lord and our prayers, and he's eager to hear our prayers. Also, we remember St. Padre Pio, how he once, when he heard the confession of someone who had many various sins, the only one he corrected him on was not making thanksgiving after Holy Communion. And so we ask Blessed Mary Magdalene of Montenegro to increase our love and devotion for Jesus in the Eucharist, and that we might seek to console him and as we're able to spend that time with him in prayer in order to be more intimately united to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.